Republican Senator John McCain has turned his campaign finance reform effort into a roadshow. He's trying to demonstrate grassroots support for his campaign finance bill before it goes to the Senate floor for debate next month. Yesterday, McCain and his co-sponsor, Democratic Senator Russ Feingold, held a town hall-style meeting on the issue at Northwestern University near Chicago. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
As a decorated Vietnam veteran, Senator McCain approaches all of his undertakings like war, and he wants those he enlists to do the same.
We cannot win this battle inside the Beltway. We cannot win this battle on Capitol Hill. We have to have the American people demand it. We can't do it without your help. It's very difficult trying to do the Lord's work in the city of Satan, as you know. And so we are trying very hard to get your grassroots support.
Getting support for campaign finance reform in this suburban academic enclave was easy. Students and residents came out in droves. It was standing room only in Northwestern's Medill Journalism Auditorium. The crowd was full of questions and opinions, not all of them entirely supportive of the McCain-Feingold bill. The legislation would abolish soft money contributions. Those are the large unregulated donations given by corporations and wealthy individuals. Soft money is given by the tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars, even the millions of dollars all at once. When the questions began, graduate student John Schaff raised his hand to present his view to Senator McCain.
It seems to me what McCain-Feingold does is it tries to get at the cause of special interests, liberty, by restricting what free people do with their money.
Should the American people know who those people are?
Apparently, most people in the crowd believe so. And polls show more Americans in general want political fundraising changed. And that may explain why the McCain-Feingold bill is closer than it's ever been to passing Congress. Responding to the graduate student, Senator Feingold insisted that his bill would not stifle freedom of expression in politics. He said individuals could still give hard money contributions, $1,000 per candidate per election, and they could still donate to political action committees and fund issue ads.
But they can't contribute to the point where it's just like bribery. Bribery is not a free speech right, and that's what we have today.
The comments hit home with this crowd. Illinois has seen its fair share of political corruption scandals. In fact, the current governor, George Ryan, is under a federal investigation for bribery charges. And the political network in Chicago has long been known as the Machine, a city of deals and favors. Campaign finance reformers say it's important to raise their cause in cities like Chicago.
If they're looking for a high tolerance of corruption, you're at Mount Everest.
Jim Howard is the executive director of Illinois Common Cause. It's a state chapter of the group that made campaign finance reform a major issue with voters.
Others in the reform community in Illinois are frequently quoted as saying that we are in the wild, wild west when it comes to buying public policy. We have a very different perspective on politics in Illinois. We have the perspective that he may be a crook, but he's our crook, and that's not an insult in Illinois.
Illinois senior senator Dick Durbin has endorsed the campaign finance bill, but the state's junior senator, Republican Peter Fitzgerald, is still holding out. He and two other Midwest senators are considered potential swing votes, and that's another reason why McCain and Feingold came to Chicago. As it stands, their bill has 60 committed votes in the Senate. That's enough to break a filibuster and finally force a vote on the bill. But McCain and Feingold aren't betting on a victory yet. Until the Senate debate begins next month, they'll continue holding town hall meetings around the country in other cities where calls for reform might resonate. New Orleans is one of the next stops. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.